Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hey folks, welcome to What's On Your Mind. We're live in Newtown, North Dakota today. I'm literally on the shores of Lake Sakakawea, so life is good today. It is a little cloudy. The sun was shining earlier, and that's no longer the case. A little bit of a breeze, a little chilly. Don't see a lot of fishermen here around the casino, around Four Bears. But, you know, I'm still on the shores of Lake Sakakawea. I'm actually at the MHA Interpretive Center. The reason I'm at the MHA Interpretive Center is this is opening today. This has been a project that's been in the works for more than 10 years in one form or another. And it is a sacred place because it holds sacred artifacts about the history of the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara people, also known as our first farmers in this part of the world. And I don't know about you, I like to eat. And I like what our farmers do, and but for them, the early farmers of the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara people, that tradition might not be here. When you think back to our, you know, ancestors that came from other places and homesteaded here, they were learning from what had been done previously. So, and there's obviously a history that is painful for the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara people as well. When you consider that at one point they had over 10 million acres, or just shy, I think, of 10 million acres of land to farm on, and the government said, we really need this garrison diversion thing, so how about you have a million instead of 10? And a lot of that ability to take care of themselves. I was amazed. I got a sneak peek at this, and we have a video up of the whole thing that I can repost today so you can see it. What folks here will see at the Mandan Hidatsa Arikara Interpretive Center in Newtown. What I was amazed at is the entrepreneurial acumen of these people. I mean, they were trading, and they were like, you know, today we trade what? You know, farm commodities, ag commodities. We trade, oil and other commodities on a world market. You know, you call up Eugene Grainer down there at Heartland Invest. You can say, hey, where's this going? Where's that going? We're trading right and left and all this stuff. They were doing it, in the 1600s. You know, it's just amazing. So a rich history there. It's fascinating to me to learn a little bit about it and know more of that story. And I have to say, I didn't learn it in school. I learned it well after I had gray hairs on my head by coming to places like this. So it's a neat place to visit to understand that story. And today it opens. So we're going to talk with some of the folks from the MHA Nation a little bit about the way in which they're telling that story in this facility, which is nothing short of amazing. $42 million facility. This isn't just sort of like your museum on the side of the road that you find in similar sized communities like Newtown, North Dakota. This is like a wow, a wow, a wow. Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford is going to join us for most of this hour. We're going to get a chance to do a little bit of a deep dive on the legislative session. I think that it's fair to say that probably this legislation or this legislative session, at least in my memory, has more potential to impact 5, 10, 20, and 40 years down the road than any other that I recall. And, you know, I don't know that we really got under that hood much in the way of media coverage of it. You kind of get caught up in the tick-tock day to day, but pretty amazing. What has gone on? Kevin Flynn is riding shotgun today. Excuse me. Kevin will be taking your calls along with Daniel at our Hub GCN studio. So you can call 800-228-0550. Questions welcome for the Lieutenant Governor on anything related to the legislative session or anything else. I've already got a couple of questions that have come in since Phil Parker and his crew and Steve Hallstrom and his crew and Jim Prather and his crew at some of our stations this morning have been talking about our guest today, some on the carbon capture initiative, I guess I'd call it, the carbon neutral initiative that Governor Burgum put forward. Some people want to know about the land grab that the Biden administration is undertaking that has many in the ag space concerned. Keep those texts coming, 701-367-2054 to me. 701-367-2054. You can text me. You can also call us. 271-1100, 271-1100, 271-1100. I think that's easy to remember. 271 and then 1100, as in where you find AM 1100 flag on the dial. Just sort of like the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, that'd be 550 K-Fire. You call 258-0550. You see what we did there, Kevin? 258-0550. As is usual when I'm on the road sometimes, the ability for me to see who's calling and wanting to chat is, giving me attitude, I'd call it. So, Kev, I hope it's not giving you attitude, but right now it's giving me attitude. So you just, you bounce in when
I got your back, brother.
For me or yep. For Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. We're brought to you today by our friends at PetroServe USA, and there's a lot of home cooking waiting for you there today at PetroServe USA. I did stop to see my good friends yesterday, and I had a marvelous hot stuff personal pan pizza. Every day you can get a hot stuff personal pan pizza all day, every day, two homemade cookies, and a 20-ounce drink for $4. Now, I was full. I didn't even eat the second cookie. I saved it for today in the road trip back from Newtown, and I was full on a hot stuff personal pan pizza, and, I mean, it was like fresh, the crust was amazing. The toppings were great. I think I went with the five meat, and don't tell anybody, but I did pull off the Canadian bacon. I know Daryl at least gets really upset with me when I do that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, folks. I'm not a Canadian bacon guy. I love bacon. I don't like Canadian bacon. Am I weird, Kevin? I don't know.
No, just put it on my piece. I'm good. Put it on.
Okay. I like pineapple even sometimes, but I just peel the Canadian bacon off. Doesn't matter. It was so fresh. It was just, you know, the cheese, the whole thing. So that's a great way to go. It's also, Wednesday today, so Swedish meatballs or lasagna are waiting at the Valley City location, exit 292, or you could go over to downtown Fargo, MP Avenue, not far from City Hall there. Lasagna today, Swedish meatballs at the West Main Avenue, West Fargo location. There's beef tips in Glendon. You get the idea. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Helping America fuel better. That's what they do day in and day out at PetroServe USA. I also, today on the program, are going to take a little bit of this event. This is quite an event that they're putting on here in Newtown, North Dakota at the MHA Interpretive Center. They've got a number of dignitaries coming. One of them, obviously, is Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, representing the state of North Dakota. Others as well will be here. And I'm always amazed at the rich heritage that comes out, the reverence in which the native people treat elders. I mean, when I pull up today, all kinds of parking spots reserved for elders. Good for them, right? And to the elders, the artifacts, I'll call them, the actual rich history that is in these walls of the MHA Interpretive Center are not like you and I would put cool pictures in a box that we go look at from our grandparents many years ago. There is a spiritual element in the Native American world to these things. And if you see the tour, if you're not able to be here today or in the future, you see the tour, you'll get a little sense of that. It really is, for me, fascinating. I would call it fascinating to learn a little bit more about that. So really encourage you to check that out and to, soak it all in today. That's what you can do. If you're not able to be here, we'll have a little of that on the air in our 10 o'clock hour. And if you put it on your bucket list, I think it'd be a good idea to say, you know what, I'm going to see this place. I want to stop by and see it. Maybe when you're at the Four Bears Casino, you take a little tool over here and you say, okay, in addition to trying my hand at the slot machines, I'm going to go learn a little bit. And sometimes I'll admit this. I hate to, Kevin, because some people will think I'm not culturally up to speed. I'm kind of a dumb radio. I'm very bored at many museums I go to. Like, I go in and I go, yep, okay, fine, I'm out of here, right? Presidential library / museums would be different because I love presidential history and that's my thing. Like the Hawk Museum is a good example. We're up there every once in a while. I'm fascinated by that as I am presidential history because it's cool. But this is not a museum that you get bored at. I'm just saying, it's not a museum you get bored at. You really go, wow. Wow, this is something, and you just got to trust me on that thing. See the video or stop by, soak it in, and take it in. I think you'll like it. I want to spend a moment on something we're not going to get a lot of time to talk about today, but I think is worthy of our very careful, very purposeful attention going forward related to the, and my stack is working now, Kevin, so as soon as Daniel gets those names in there, we'll get to those. So I just want to let you know I can take the calls now. One less thing for you to do is what I'm saying. This idea of a land grab by the Biden administration is something we need to pay attention to, okay? Why is the federal government trying to get more land? Is it ever a good idea to put more land in the hands of the federal government? Why are they doing it? What's the grand plan behind it? We need to, you know, make sure we take here, take all of that in. Pay very close attention to that, folks. Okay, pay very close attention to that. I'm just saying, I'm going to ask the Lieutenant Governor about this. What he knows about it, I don't know what people necessarily are saying when they're saying, "Hey, are you aware of this land grab?" But I'm watching it very, very closely. Something else we should pay attention to that's in the news that you could say, "Oh, it's just one more thing I got to pay attention to." But I'm going to tell you, I think it's important, and that is this commission, this task force that Chuck Pelosi. And Chuck Schumer. How do I mix up Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi? I wonder why. That they're trying to do on January 6th. That's a really ugly game that's being done. Pay attention to that, folks, okay? More from Newtown on What's On Your Mind straight
ahead. Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount or go online to pccnd.com.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to ramjacknorth.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, live from the MHA Interpretive Center, Newtown, North Dakota, on the shores of Lake Sakakawea, hoping for that sun to peek out for the ceremony, which will begin in a little less than an hour here. We're brought to you today by our friends at Pucklich. I'm going to tell you about a great deal, but first I want to tell you about the people. You can buy a vehicle pretty much anywhere, right? Every town, multiple choices, but the team from the office staff, Cindy and Rebecca, to the sales team, Steve Robertsdahl and John and Nikki. Brandon handles everything. I bought a Trail Boss Silverado pickup there. Brandon, he had me in and out in about 20 minutes. Fantastic. The service team's unbelievable. Dewey Magnuson, the service manager there. Bill, Ashley, Shelby, the mechanics, the technicians, Steve and Jeremy, Cody, Dan, Scott, Brandon, Chris, Dennis. These guys are really, really good. The parts guys, Brent and Chase. What a team. What a team. Jesse, too, is amazing. They're a great team. Now, if you go in there today, you're going to find a deal that I think you're going to want to lean in and listen to. Now, this has a this is like a perfect car for one of the kids going off to college, as an example, or just an extra vehicle around the farm or the ranch. It has just over 100,000 miles on it, but it has lots of life left. And get ready till you hear the price. This is a 2014 GMC Acadia SLT1. So it has a 3.6 liter V6, so good power on that. Pull the boat, pull the camper. Third row seating. White exterior, sharp looking, dark cashmere leather. It is a head turner of a vehicle. SLT1 edition, so you get all the features, keyless entry, heated seats. It's loaded up, park assist, rear AC, you know, the lane departure warnings, keep you safe on the road. Single owner trade-in, tender loving care for this vehicle. And that's what they specialize in, the Pucklich. Guess what? $17,995 yesterday. Today, if you tell them Scott sent me over here, $17,995. Even. 17 even. That's right, folks, at Pucklich. And you can go to PucklichValleyCity.com, PucklichChevrolet.com in Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. You just tell them Scott sent you. All right, back on What's on Your Mind. Lieutenant Governor Brent Stanford is here. He will be part of the ceremony today on the shores of Lake Sakakawea at the opening of the MHA Interpretive Center. Brent, nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Scott. What a pleasure to be here today. I'm looking over at Crowflies High Butte. We just below that was where the city of Saanich was before the lands were flooded. My grandfather used to come over from Keene and Blue Buttes area to go to the rodeos, the Saanich, the biggest rodeos in the area. Lots of great stories. And my dad would take me over here fishing, Newtown Marina. I mean, we're on the south part of we're on the McKenzie County side, so it's really close to home. Can see all the places where we used to fish, you know, in Reunion and Pouch Point, and one of my favorite places on the lake, Rooster Bar and Grill, is around the corner. And you keep going on and on and on to the south, and that's all the places where I'm at now with our lake place. So it's like it's always good to be home in McKenzie County, but this is a special day to celebrate with our friends from MHA, celebrating their culture. It's a beautiful facility. I've already walked around the whole thing looking for you. I mean, it's amazing. It's huge. It's state of the art. It's fantastic. It's exactly what they needed.
Yeah, and of course they've been working on this a long time. So yep. It's a proud day for the folks here, and display that rich history. It really is wonderful. I'd encourage it, because I learned a ton in my little sneak peek tour. We'll put a video of up that later. But swing in here, see this if you're in and around Newtown. You must be good with the good Lord, because when you got here, the sun came out. Just so you know, I was freezing until you got here, and now the sun's shining. We got a beautiful day here.
All right. Yeah. We need some rain, though. We need the sun to go away and get that rain moving.
Sounds
so
like
dry out here.
We might have some on the way, so that'd be good. I'm getting a lot of questions about a Biden administration land grab. Have you heard about this? What is it? Should we worry about it?
Well, there's a lot of conversation about what does this mean? What is the administration looking to do, compensating people for their land? Is it an easement? Is it looking to purchase land? I mean, there's just a lot of concern out there. But it sounds like there's carbon credits that will people be being compensated for storing the carbon on their property, and just in layman's terms, and I don't know enough about it to know exactly what's going on, but we've all got to be wary of what's happening here. I mean, they're moving at lightning speed with a different agenda than what we've had in the past.
Well,
and they've kind of taken off from waters of the U.S. and clean power plant, and really just rolled straight into them again from where the Obama administration left off.
I mean, on the carbon space, if a farmer's already doing things that are environmentally friendly and that gets better every year, I love the idea of him being able to compensate that in the woke world we live in, where you actually monetize just, you know, thin air, right? Vapor. That'd be a good thing in my mind.
If they can sell them on the market and have a corporation that's trying to be carbon neutral, pay them for the credits or something along those lines. But the danger is always, if it's a government-led process, does it turn into what we have with the wildlife easements and the conservation easements on our lands on the in the pothole region of our state. It's something I didn't know about living in the West, but a lot of parcels of land are encumbered by federal easement now from the 1970s momentum of giving landowners a small easement for the acreage on a corner of their section, say, that has a wetland on it, and now the federal government is looking at offsets from that wetland easement of another 100 feet or so where you can't farm. And so it's, if you're taking money from the government, you have to be wary. So it's something to really pay attention to of what's happening.
Yeah, I mean, there's perpetual easements out there. Yeah. There's things that really, really, in retrospect, are a bad idea for, you know, families that have, you know, been on the land for generations. So definitely get into the details, get a pro. But you're saying that sort of carbon agenda connects with literally land grabs. Not so much the farmer's doing what he's doing, give him credit for what he's always doing, but be careful of the details because it could end up being, from this administration, a way for them to take your land out of production.
Well, I'm not saying that's what it is, but we certainly have a legacy of that from the 1970s, and so we do need to pay attention. If there's money being exchanged, is it a government program? Are there strings attached to that? If it's something that is referred to in what I'm hearing from developers of projects where they can get a better carbon score if they've got soybeans coming from zero-till farm, from a farm that practices zero-till, I mean, that's something where the farmers are doing it anyway. So, and, you know, if ranchers already have obviously leaving the grass, you know, so I mean, is that something that where they can get compensated for something they already do but not have strings attached? I mean, maybe there's an opportunity there, and hopefully it's not something that's got a lot of strings attached for later on down the road.
Something else that's been fairly new, and then we're going to spend the back half of the show here this hour talking about things in the legislative session that will live on and a great legacy, but Governor Burgum took to the stage at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference last week, and he said, we want North Dakota to be carbon neutral. This has caused a fair amount of consternation, really, and hand-wringing among folks to say, wait a minute, that sounds like something the Biden administration would say. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? Are people right to worry about being carbon neutral?
Well, obviously people are, but it's something where the governor and I are trying to point out is there's so much activity happening with carbon sequestration, with CCUS, with carbon capture from our own lignite power-generating plants that in and of itself would take a lot of the CO2 out of the air and our emissions would be reduced and the scorecard would start to level out from the state perspective, let alone some of the activities happening in the oil field like what Denver is doing down in Bowman. And I was reminded at the Williston Basin Conference that not all producers are doing that. But the point is, the Governor Burgum and I are not saying everyone shall be carbon neutral. It's that the state could be at a point where we're carbon neutral within 10 years if all these plans play out, of hydrogen projects, of bringing ethanol plants, the CO2 from ethanol plants in the upper Midwest in a pipe to North Dakota to store underground, because we have the geology to do that. Everywhere else does not have the geology to do that. If you have bedrock under you, you can't inject CO2 into the layers like we have in the Bakken.
Yeah, this is a fascinating story when you think about how North Dakota is positioned just because of our geology,
yeah,
just because of these salt caverns. And I do want to ask you about that because there's innovative projects that will be more likely as a result of the last legislative session. We're going to spend some time talking about that today on the program. If you have questions or comments, you're welcome. I see Gene is waiting to go. Ryan as well. We'll get you in here. Other calls, welcome at 800-228-0550. We're at MHA Interpretive Center Grand Opening festivities today in Newtown, North Dakota, with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson & Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson & Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. If you go to hatandsons.com, you'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com, since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed bipartisan legislation to combat hate crimes across the country. Attacks against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders has increased since the coronavirus pandemic began. The final vote was 364 to 62. President Biden plans to sign the legislation later this week, Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Twitter. Texas Governor Greg Abbott issued an executive order Tuesday prohibiting government entities in the state, including public schools, from requiring masks. About 30% of Texans have been fully vaccinated against COVID. The Texas State Teachers Association called Abbott's move premature and pointed to CDC guidelines for schools. On Tuesday, Microsoft rolled out its latest Windows 10 features update, known as Windows 10 21H1, to mainstream users. It includes support for Windows Hello-enabled cameras, Windows Defender application guard improvements, and improvements in Windows management instrumentation via group policy. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Rain now, so we've endured a few seasons here. We got a little winter, a little chilly. We got sunshine, we got gray skies, and now with the sun shining, just a very brief little shower. So you know what? The Four Seasons are alive and well in beautiful Newtown, North Dakota, ladies and gentlemen. And the event is outside. It starts in about a half hour at the MHA Interpretive Center. So look forward to learning more about it. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. You know what? The $29.98 offer for the premium pillow is the best deal ever. Now, why do we love the premium pillow? Number one, it never goes flat, ever, guaranteed. It will not go flat. Every other pillow goes flat, you throw it out. This one, never, I repeat, never goes flat. What else? Wash it. Try it as many times as you want. It always maintains its shape. First thing you should do when you get a MyPillow, throw it in the dryer. It'll fluff out, okay? Then, if it's, not exactly conforming to your sleep style, whether you're on the side, whether you're on your back, whether you're on your stomach, whatever, you just shape it like you want. Again, wash it, dry it any time. It's made in the USA. When is anything made in the USA anymore? This one is. And it's his premium MyPillow, lowest price ever, $29.98, regularly $69.98, a queen-size premium MyPillow, $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. If you have a question or a comment for the Lieutenant Governor of our great state, call me at 271-1100. 258-0550. Text me at 701-367-2054. Todd is taking your text today as well, so you can call me and call him. And also Chris Larson, the super producer, 352-8661. One of those numbers I know stuck with you, right? All right, let's go to Gene in... I always mess this up. I just say a suburb of Valley City rather than try and say Berea. But anyway, Gene, go ahead. You're on What's On Your Mind for Brent Sanford.
Good morning, Scott. Good morning, Lieutenant Governor Sanford. Agenda 3030. Okay, that goes back to Agenda 21. Now, Scott, if you remember, Tom DeWeese has been on your program.
Yes, yep.
Quite a few years ago, talking about Agenda 21. Tom DeWeese would have a lot of information on Agenda 3030. The last two issues of the Range magazine had some pretty complete articles on Agenda 3030. Let's see. Monday morning on News Dakota. I had some comments on Agenda 3030 on KOVC radio. This stuff is dangerous. These easements that Lieutenant Governor is talking about are the clincher. That's what they're going to use. That's their tool. And eventually they will end up with the land and the water.
You do have to be aware of exactly what Gene is talking about. That's exactly the same thing you sent, Brent, earlier about being very careful, getting your advice. Agenda 21 is something we've spent some time on the air. Agenda 3030 is the latest version of that. I learned most of what I got in the way of information about that from a fellow by the name of Curtis Bowers, who has a great podcast on this, Faith, Family, and Freedom. Curtis Bowers is his name. He calls environmentalism the victory. The vehicle to enslave the world. In other words, they're using sort of the and whether it's in an Agenda 3030 or whether it's in an Agenda 2021, it is real. It is happening, and it's something you need to pay attention to. But, you know, I mean, we don't need to put a label on it. We just know it's happening, right? I mean, the Biden administration, what they're trying to do right now is happening. What Obama and the administrations before him on the left, climate action.
In the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's happened before. So
right.
To be very wary.
Should any other advice for people on this? Just be aware it's happening. I mean, what
keep communicating on it. Be skeptical. If you're signing, or if there's new programs to sign for your land that encumbers your land, be very careful. Be communicating. Be asking questions.
Pay attention. Tim and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, good morning. I got a quick question for you. Like him or dislike him, Charles Tuttle, I just seen a video that he has on social media of where there is a gentleman coming into Bismarck with a yellow envelope, and he's part of the immigrants, the illegal immigrants, whatever you want to call them, that are coming into the country that the Biden administration is flying around. And Charles actually takes a picture of the envelope.
Yeah, I've done the same thing, by the way, Tim. I don't know if you've seen it, but social media, I was in Texas 2 weeks over the last month and a half, and if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see it. I actually did an interview with some of these women who had, they were from Honduras, as I recall, or was it Nicaragua? I can't remember, but told me a little bit about their journey, told me why they came. I've explained this on the air repeatedly, and again, those individuals that you're talking about and the ones I was talking about are given a plane ticket, paid for by the federal government, to go wherever they'd like to go. If they're picking North Dakota, generally it means they have family members here. I don't know if those family members are legal or illegal, but it is happening. It is real. Now, we had a call yesterday, Brent, from someone at the Dickinson Airport, and this person had heard firsthand about his number was 100 illegal immigrants coming in. That said to me, now this might be different because I don't know if there's even that amount of seats coming in a day to the Dickinson Airport in commercial air flight. But I know that you and the governor and others have said hard stop, mass, amounts of unaccompanied children will not come here because they'll need a permit. Has there been any change to that?
No change to that. And believe me, we're trying to figure out all we can from what is happening at the federal government level and have gotten it all the way to the point of Air Force bases on the state. And that's federal property.
You wouldn't know there.
We probably would not.
Should be getting a courtesy notice, but doesn't mean you're going to.
Right. I'm not saying that's where anything's happening like this. But, I mean, if there are one-offs where someone is getting, as you said, the paperwork and there's family members here, I'm not sure that we would hear about that as a state government level. But believe me, everybody's on full alert of watching for any of this movement. And the Human Services has put together some legislation at the very end of the session to make sure that that's very clear. We don't have congregate housing for unaccompanied minors in any shape or form available. It's not available here. And so that's one of the issues. And also the refugee resettlement, that's very structured, and that's ongoing, but that's for legal immigration. And as far as anything else, else. There's nothing that we're aware of.
And right now, the federal government, through FEMA, two non-government organizations, is giving illegal immigrants who come here, they are criminals, they've broken the law, but they're given plane tickets to go where they want to go. So they can go anywhere, and you ought to be aware of that. I've been talking about that for over a month, so that's nothing new. Let me ask you about a couple of things related to the legislative session that are going to live on, legacy that will be there forever. One, I want to ask you about this because it comes back to the carbon thing, salt caverns. We have salt caverns here. I asked you earlier about the geology of North Dakota. What is a salt cavern?
Well, we don't have caverns, but we have salt layers amongst the layer cake that the Bakken is. And so there's layers in our geology that consist of salt. And so where the strategic oil reserve is in Louisiana and Texas, I mean, that is in salt layers where they've been wallowed out by flushing with water. And so then you've got an encapsulated area where you can put natural gas, hydrogen, ethane. This is the precursor to having a petrochem industry. So we learned about this years ago when talking to the large petchem operators of why they haven't located here. They've located in Alberta, so it's not that we're landlocked, because so is Alberta, but we don't have ethane delivery. We don't have the salt cavern storage because it's too expensive to store it above ground, because it's massive amounts of storage needed. And so what would happen is you identify where the salt deposits are, the salt layers, with that landowner. You work out an arrangement with the pore space legislation that we've got continually moving through to make sure that those landowners are compensated fairly and flush with water, so you've got a salt cavern available. And we've got a pretty exciting thing. We put $9.5 million into the Industrial Commission budget to actually do a study to create one of these and make sure that it's worthy of the industry that would be coming, and make sure that it works in our geology. We're very hopeful. It's something that could lead to hydrogen economy, ethane, natural gas, propane storage that helps us into the pet chem and fractionation world that we do not currently have.
So that's what I was going to ask you. If that, say, it checks out, it works, it does what you want it to do, what does that look like in 10 years? Because we have these.
Then all of a sudden you have more propane storage. So if you have propane shortages in the winter, it can come out of our own salt cavern storage and not have to bring it back from Kansas after we originally had the natural gas coming from here headed to Kansas to be fractionated and further refined. We could actually have our own sources here remain here. But keep in mind, the propane market is already served by the fractionation that's done. So it's a balancing act with the markets. However, it also could be the place where ethane is stored, which is the building block for the plastics, for the pet chem industries that are the next phase when you have a find like you have with this Bakken. And then the next thing is hydrogen projects. They're looking at, obviously, blue hydrogen is the way to go now. Green hydrogen is still, you haven't figured that out. How do you have excess renewables to make green hydrogen through electrolysis? But there'd be you'd need a place to store the hydrogen, and this is where you'd store hydrogen as well.
So we're in a unique position there.
With our geology, we're very unique.
Now, this conversation came up with Kelsey Warren last week because he announced that Energy Transfer is going to get into the petrochem space. I said, what would you see located here? And he said, I think it's too far from the market. And you and the governor kind of jumped out of your chair to say, wait, are we too far from the market?
We're closer to Japan than he is. And we are doing this study for the salt cavern storage. We're doing the studies on ethane delivery. We've got an issue with the northern border that sends most of the Bakken gas out of the state to Chicago, that the pipe is too hot, which means the BTUs are too high because there's too much ethane left in the natural gas. And so what you do to combat that is you pull the ethane out, you de-ethanize, and a few of our plants can actually do this now, but the other half of the fleet cannot. And so there will need to be a de-ethanization solution as soon as the northern border gets back on that tariff situation that they brought up last May pretty quietly, and it went away because the producers were not ready. But if that gas is too hot going to Chicago, then, and they don't want Bakken gas, we have a problem. So this is an issue that's coming.
So we have the raw product.
Yes, we do.
It can make things that are needed globally.
Yep.
You're saying we can get them to the market via the West Coast to Japan.
Right.
And we're actually closer. So what does the industry look like here? What could it be?
It's full-blown pet chem. It goes from we went from just having drilling rigs and pumpers and tanks and then hauling everything out by truck to natural gas plants. We were flaring everything, then we ended up with natural gas plants. We're processing the gas now and sending it out by pipe other places to do pet chem and further processing. Well, that further processing could happen here, like you see in Alberta, where you're actually producing your plastic pellets, and you can either further refine that into parts using manufacturing here or send those pellets somewhere else where that manufacturing is done. So we move into the food chain a lot further than where we are today. It's a lot more stable industry than following the commodities up and down.
Incredible. Some things done in the area of innovation on agriculture. Some things done with for the ethanol industry, which is very innovative right now on carbon capture.
And education, too.
Let's talk education, too, when we come back with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. Don't go away.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you. Did you know you can save 50% on Herman Miller chairs, the top name in office seating? Save 50% right now on special order Herman Miller office chairs during the signature sale at InterOffice Furniture in Fargo. And at InterOffice, save 20% on all in-stock furniture as well. It only happens once a year, the signature sale, with 50% off on special order Herman Miller chairs, but only through March 20th. And in our area, you can only find Herman Miller chairs at InterOffice Furniture, First Avenue North in Fargo.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located at 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back back on What's on Your Mind. Toll-free telephone number 855-200-1776 is our Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo hotline. Lean in to that storm. There's an edge to every cloud, and if you run into it, you're going to come out of it quicker. That's the whole Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo mantra. 855-200-1776. Back with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford. I believe a lot that happened in the legislative session is going to be a legacy, no pun intended, but the leveraging the legacy fund in a different way that's going to live on for generations. You just gave us one example of getting into the very future-oriented space of the geology of what we have here in the petrochem industry. I'd like you to go just rapid-fire through the most important things, the things you think will live on in the way of legacy in North Dakota.
Here, so if everybody can go outside to the front. Thank you.
All right. Well, we talk about the legacy trifecta bills. 1425 is to invest the principal of the legacy up to $800 million in the state and actually have a low-income loan fund for infrastructure for local political subs as well for another $800 million. That's exciting. We've already got $250 million ready to go and projects coming in where there are companies ready to ramp up in North Dakota, stay in North Dakota, keep that tax base here and those employees here. It's very exciting. House Bill 1380 was the streams bill where we're setting aside the earnings from the legacy fund for the first time after 10 years. And there was some intent language at the end of that bill that is not appropriate about its intent, that for research dollars, for extra money to go to the Clean Sustainable Energy Fund and funding the LIFT bill into the future.
It's not a piggy bank.
Yeah,
for any project that comes along, there is purposeful intent to where those dollars would go and what it would do in the way of impact.
Right. So the LIFT bills is legacy investments for technology, and we did put $15 million into that. Very exciting. That's for fresh start companies in the technology space. A lot of activity on that last time. They figure, you know, 4 or 5, 10x of putting that $15 million in, because then those companies can take off and grow. 1452 was Clean Sustainable Energy Authority, $25 million for grants to commercialize the clean, sustainable energy type of technologies. Carbon capture is the key, and that's the focus at this point on that. We had 1475 was Ag Innovation Fund, $10 million, and that's skin for value-added ag projects like what we just announced in Jamestown after 2 years and keeping that name quiet for so long. ADM building a $300-some million plant out there. It'll take 1/6 of our soybeans. Great relief for the farmers. We could do more of that. Feeding all that soybean crude oil to the refinery in Dickinson to produce renewable soy diesel that can be mixed with regular diesel. It's a great product going to California. $2 a gallon. That makes economic sense for us to do this.
I want to ask you quickly on the soybean plant, ADM. What is the state's role in that? Is it getting innovative legislation so it's more economically favorable to be here? Is it loan guarantees? How does the state make that happen? What's the state participation in that?
Well, it's keeping our financial burden down with our low taxes. It's keeping the regulatory burden down as we do with DEQ and Ag Department and Mineral Resources and every Water Commission all working together as one. Make it very friendly for ADM to do business here. They'll brag about how friendly it is to do business here besides the low tax environment. And then they heavily utilize the MATCH program, which is legacy fund principal dollars. Very low interest rate, like 2% through Bank of North Dakota. If you have the level of credit that ADM has, you can tap that to run the infrastructure to their site, which there's always a lot of those hard ads that are running water, running rail, running power to your site, and they'll be able to utilize those funds. And so that's why they choose to do business here, just the business environment, the tax environment, et cetera. Before I forget, $50 million towards the Ag Development Center at NDSU. I mean, this is a place where we can celebrate in a state-of-the-art facility instead of old Harris Hall the commodity work that we do, with number one in so many of those commodities, number two in many more in the ag commodities. Our farmers do a great job, nationally renowned. We need to have a facility that showcases what we do and have a place to celebrate that and bring visitors when they're coming in from international visits to see about our wheat, to see about our corn, our beans, all the things we lead the way in.
We've talked a little bit before about the renewable energy space. I think we've covered that one. There's obviously more to do on each of these to get under the hood a little bit, but I want folks to have a big picture today. Talk about education. What's going to be different in education in North Dakota as a result of this session?
We might, I've told people, actually we might move the needle more with this legislation than any of the rest of it that I've been talking about. The rest of it is basically seed capital to encourage innovation and technology and industry to move in here. You know, using some of our funds we've put away with rainy day funds from the oil and gas to encourage more economic development. This is for our kids. This is for our future workforce. This is to keep the kids here, be trained up for the type of jobs we have here. And first of all, we did a four-year-old program. It's House Bill 1416 and 1466. We're actually helped ramp the four-year-olds into kindergarten to make sure we're at the highest levels of reading and math by second grade, which is so critical to make sure they're going to be able to be ready for the workforce and STEM careers and in this workforce of the next 50 years. And it's copying a program down in Alabama that's just had great success. And it's not bringing four-year-olds into the K-12 system. It's through human services. It's applying like a block grant type approach to those innovative preschools that are going to put those right programs in place and get the kids reading. Excited about reading, excited about math as a four-year-old. We know 4-year-olds are ready to go. They can do more than play. So we're excited about this program. It's really moved the needle in the states that have tried this to this point. But career academies, $70 million is something that Bismarck, Bandan have enjoyed the career academy for years, where they're getting the high school kids. My son's a seventh grader at Simley Middle School in Bismarck, and he's able to go to the career academy and see, hey, Dad, you know I could take classes during high school and one more at BSC and I'd be making $70,000 and working in technology. I'm like, yeah, I know you can do that. Now we can do that statewide with $70 million, looking at 6 or 7 more cities doing such a thing. It's very exciting times. Also, we have bills that are allowing creativity and getting that K-12 credits and curriculum done more on an internship basis for your last 2 years than sitting in the classroom. So I think we're really opening up the CTE, the kids ramping into the career field for the future. Very exciting.
All right. We're going to see if things are getting cranky. We may have Brent Moore and more of our coverage from the MHA Interpretive Center. Stay tuned.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock Solid Bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock Bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Shane Tibiatowski from People's Home Equity Mortgage. Are you in the military or a veteran, a healthcare worker, first responder, police officer, firefighter, EMS, or an educator? If you are, I have great news for you. We are a Homes for Heroes lender that has amazing benefits for you. Please call me, Shane Tibiatowski, at 701-390-1674, NMLS 194-550.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.